The question today, is it wrong to belong to the Masonic Lodge? This is the fifth part. I want to do a little summarization, if you please, of this and come back and try to tie it all together. As I've talked about and said, the information I've given in the last four broadcasts and this part five as well, as far as what I've read to you, it's not something pulled off of a shelf somewhere that's not got any validity. I checked it all out with the actual books that a man gave me who was a member of the Masonic Lodge, and he said, don't tell anyone where you got these books, for if you do, they'll kill me. He knew the oaths that he'd taken and that type thing, and therefore you say, did they keep those oaths? We read you a testimony about a man that was murdered, and later it was proven that he was murdered. Of course, they deny it, but he was, and of course, they give those oaths to where they have to, they actually go against justice, if you please, and the judge has made a vow that he'd let somebody go. It doesn't matter what they are. That may be the reason our criminal justice system's in problem today with jurors on there, hung jurors and whatnot, because Masons have made vows that if someone passes a signal across the room by his stance or his handshake or something that he's done or something, the eye, the look or whatever, gave notice that he's a Mason, then that man has a responsibility to let him go. In one place it said murder and treason accepted, but then it said that's at his discretion. And so, therefore, it's awful. The secret organization, keeping the secrets from your wife and the wife of your bosom, the wife of your youth, and making oaths that are blood-curdling and blasphemous toward God, if you please. It's hard to even read some of those things, and let alone take those oaths. And the Lord said, swear not by anything. It's a religion. It's anti-Christian. It's pagan. It's idolatry. It's another gospel. Therefore, it's cursed. And because it damns the souls of men, as we read testimony of that. It's a swindle. They claim to be old when they're not. They claim to be a great benevolence when they're not, as much as they probably people think they are. And that's paid from your costly dues that probably your wife helped make the funds, if you please, so that you could spend it on costly things. And therefore, they claim also to give this secret and wonderful lessons not available anywhere else, but yet it's in print out there today. It's an unequal yoke, and it pulls men's hearts away from God. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Now, as we think about that, what needs to be done? What needs to be done? You say, if I'm a member of a Masonic Lodge, and what needs to be done? If you're a Christian, you say you're a Christian. Even if you're not saved and you think you are, what you need to do, you need to renounce those oaths. Right now, you need to be busy about getting that done. In other words, the Bible said in Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That means to expose them, to condemn them. In other words, to renounce them is what it amounts to. And so, therefore, I want to go read something else, part of the testimony we read a while ago about the man that talked about going into that same testimony about that stricken Mason. Well, and we said he got well on the bed and was converted, and he urged Merritt to get out of the lodge. We read that a while ago. But now let this great Christian layman tell his own story. And then, in other words, I'm talking about this man by the name of Merritt. He said about a month ago there was a precious meeting in the tabernacle with our poor people. There came a great hush upon the congregation. The Holy Spirit was there in power as we talked of him. It was a solemn time. I felt subdued and close to God and said, I am thine. I am altogether thine, Lord. But the Holy Ghost said, that wedge of gold. Now, what he's referring to here was the wedge that Achan hid in his tent. And he's referring to a wedge of gold, in essence, that he's using an application as the Holy Spirit spoke to him. You see, Achan lost his life because he took of the cursed things of Jericho whenever they had battle. And he wasn't supposed to. So the Holy Ghost said to him, that wedge of gold. And then I said, this is Merritt speaking, all is thine. There's nothing between me and thee. He only said, that wedge of gold. Then I remembered under the floor of my tent, and that's probably hidden in his house somewhere, but he's making application to Achan again. Oh, I had hidden a wedge of gold. I had kept a beautiful jewel, which was a present from the lodge and worth $250 or more, made of gold with a diamond suspended in it. And folks, in that day, that was a lot of of wealth, because this man Merritt died in 1917. In other words, so we know there was a lot of money, $250. But then he said, I wrote a letter to the Temple Lodge, number 203, and told them God had told me to sever all connection with Masonry forever. Then I enclosed the jewel and sent it. The members of the lodge came to talk with me. I was told it would ruin my business, that it would hurt me in a thousand ways. Don't break off, they pleaded. They wanted me to keep the jewel. They said, we don't know what to do with it. I told them I would not give it house room. They might melt it up, give it to the poor if they wanted to. It was a wedge of gold in my tent, and I would have it there no longer. This was only about a month ago when he wrote this, of course. He said, it was the last link that bound me to the world. Now I am free. I will not have anything between Jesus and my soul. In this convention, I'm standing for the first time a free man. For whom the Son makes free, he's free indeed. I've never had such blessed deliverance. I thank God the seal of the Spirit is on me, that I am walking in the light. They used to lead me about blindfolded in the lodge, talking about the rituals that they took. He said it was the blind leading the blind into the ditch. We must get out of that mire and put our foot on the solid foundation, the rock, Christ Jesus. There only are we saved. That's the testimony. So you see, you realize something. There's no way that you can continue in the lodge and be right with God. And if you continue in it out of rebellion because of the things I've said, I know back years ago we spoke of this, we dealt with this very thing in our church back in years ago, because I refused to have a man's funeral in our church. And of course, one fella got a little angry with me that was a member of the Masons, and he wasn't there the night I preached on it, but he got a tape of it, and he got angry with me. I knew he did. He didn't say too much to me. But a few years back, not too long ago, he came to me here at the New Hope Baptist Church and came in, and he said, I've got to apologize to you. He said, when you preached on that, I got mad at you. And he said, I thought you was wrong. And he said, but I've been doing some study. And he said, you were right in what you said. Forgive me for being mad at you. And I asked him some questions of some things I'd heard. I'll not get into it on this broadcast because I've not verified it by actual print anywhere. But what kind of worship is it? And it's a very ungodly worship that was awful. I said, is that what that they're actually worshiping? And he said, yes, it's what it is. So I left it at that. I cannot tell you on this broadcast what that is. But I'll have these tapes and the CDs of these five parts of this subject. I know I've not exhausted it as far as the lodge. And some of you are going to say, well, Brother Pascal, what you're preaching is hearsay. That means it comes out when people hear you say that. That comes out as heresy. No. It's not heresy. It's not hearsay. This is actually from the books that was given to those that were initiated in the lodge as they led them through blindfolded in the first degree as an apprentice Mason. Well, you say, but preacher, you don't know. I know enough to know it's not right. It's against God. It's against God's Word. And you need to get out of it, in other words. 100 years ago, our churches, if a person belonged to a lodge and came to join a Baptist church, the Baptist church would say, you've got to renounce publicly that lodge before you can join this church. Folks, would to God our churches had stood with that over the years. But now we've got people in our pulpits that give more allegiance to the lodge than they do to the gospel. Why? Because there's something missing in hearts and lives of individuals. That's why you can't have two masters. If you're saved, your Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth, and it'll put a seal up on this. But even if you're not saved, may you take heed. Prove me wrong. Prove it to me, if you please, and in so doing, you'll find out that I'm right in what I'm telling you about the lodge. You see, the lodge is wrong because it's a secret organization. God said, what you hear, shout it from the housetops. Preach what you hear in the ear. Don't have any secrets. Don't withhold truth. And then it's an oath that you take, blood-curdling oaths. I can't even go into those things again, but taking your heart out and bearing it high tide and all those things, and ripping your chest open and plucking it out, giving it to the wild bird. I can't even quote them. I don't want to quote them. Lord, help us. I plead the blood upon the broadcast, and knowing that the devil's going to fight it. But I pray that somebody, somewhere, somehow might realize they're not saved through this. And they've been giving allegiance to the wrong one, the wrong thing. And except you be saved by the grace of God through a converted work of the Holy Ghost conviction and repentance and faith, Lordship of Jesus, you'll never make heaven. I'm not talking about the big lodge in the sky. I don't like that term. That's degrading. That's downgrading. And it ought not to be. So you need to renounce the lodge and come to the church is what it amounts to. Come to the Lord Jesus that you might be saved. You say, but preacher, I can do more good in the lodge. I've got more influence in the lodge. Listen, the Bible basically says it's never right to do wrong in order to do right. Abraham had more influence and did more good in Sodom while out of Sodom than Lot did in Sodom. Folks, God's drawing a line. You need to get on one side or the other. In other words, how can two walk together except they be agreed? In other words, Psalm 1:1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." If you join that, you're sitting in the way of sinners, you're adjoining the ungodly. And I beg you, I've got friends, I've got family that's in it. And I beg you, don't run toward that, but let God show you that it's wrong so that there might be hope for you, so that you might come out and be saved before it's everlastingly too late. You see, there's a striving spirit now. There's an open door. There's a preacher of righteousness, and that's hope. Just like in Noah's day, there was hope till the door was closed. The door's open. The Spirit's striving, and God was good enough to send you the human instrument across your path this day and these days to send you the truth about this, even though I know I'll receive a lot of flack from this. But I know it's like a rattlesnake outside your front door. If it's there and you've got a den out there and I let you walk out and get in that rattlesnake den and your children get bit and die, you'd come back and you'd point your finger at me and say, "You're a sorry lot," and you'd be right if I knew that rattlesnake den was out there. Folks, this lodges and all these fraternal orders that go along these lines are rattlesnakes. They're biting you. They're putting their fangs deep. And I've warned you, and you can't point your finger back at me and say you didn't warn me. Because I've warned you, they're wrong. And a Christian cannot give allegiance to an idol god. May God help us today to see that is it wrong to belong to the Masonic Lodge? A definite yes, it's wrong. May you heed God's Word and come to Him before it's too late. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.